This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which was created to simply and clearly proclaim the message of the coming Kingdom of God. Kingdom Ministries operates in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God, and we are in creative mode to let you see the Kingdom of God in the scriptures as how Jesus preached it, a literal kingdom that is going to come to the earth when Jesus himself returns. The kingdom of God is real, and Jesus is the king of that kingdom, and we have been discussing the kingdom of God in detail in the last several weeks. And it's a message that not only Jesus preached, but then the apostles picked up that message from learning it from Jesus and observing his teaching and watching his creative illustrations about the kingdom of God through his miracles and his parables. Jesus demonstrated the kingdom of God and what the kingdom was going to be like. He gave a taste of what the kingdom of God would be like. Throughout the New Testament, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John specifically, miracles of Jesus are talked about, and other miracles are performed in the book of Acts by the apostles that are demonstrations of what the kingdom of God is going to be like. And the rest of the New Testament gives examples of how people are to live their lives in preparation for the kingdom of God. For each one of us are kings and queens in training for rulership in the kingdom of God. And Jesus preached this message, and one particular passage that I just to give to you today is the book of Acts chapter 8 and verse 12, that after the church was established and the apostles were preaching, the people heard Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, and they were being baptized, men and women alike. Further, then in the book of Acts, in chapter 28, this is the last chapter in the book of Acts, Paul the Apostle is the key individual in this part of the book of Acts, and he is in Rome currently. He has traveled to Rome. He has finished a number of missionary journeys. And in Acts 28 and verse 23, the scripture says that the people came to him. When he had set a day for Paul, they came to him at his lodging in large numbers, and he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God, and trying to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and from the prophets from morning until evening. Then again, farther in verse 30, at the end of this chapter, the last two verses, it says, and he, speaking of Paul, stayed two full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness, unhindered. The kingdom of God was the message that Jesus preached. The kingdom of God was the message that the apostle Paul preached. Philip preached it. Peter preached it. And it's been preached down through the centuries. And yet we find in today's society, the message of the coming kingdom is not heard very much. In a lot of religious circles, there are other things being promoted, and it makes sense to me that if the kingdom of God was important to Jesus, it was vital for him to get a message across about the kingdom of God, that it should be important and vital for us to follow Jesus' example. And therefore, we at Kingdom Ministries and the Litchfield Church of God proclaim the message of the coming kingdom of God and the soon return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Jesus is the king of that kingdom. And you go back to the stories that we read in Matthew and Luke at Christmas time when the angels appeared to Mary and Joseph. And the message that was given to Mary, particularly in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 1, is that the child that she would bear and raise, His name would be called Jesus. He would be the Son of the Most High God. And he would sit on the throne of his father David. And of his kingdom there would be no end. He would sit and he would rule over the house of Jacob forever. This is the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And it was, the angel was telling Mary what Jesus was going to do. And throughout Jesus' ministry then, he was preaching the message of the coming kingdom of God. It wasn't until halfway through his message and his ministry at three and a half years, halfway through he began to tell them about his going to Jerusalem to die. Up to that point, his message was related to the kingdom of God. So I believe it's vitally important that we know about it, not only know about it, but talk about it and preach it and teach it, because Jesus is coming again. Jesus is going to come to this earth, for as he stood on the Mount of Olives at the end of his earthly ministry, the resurrection is now past. He's been teaching and preaching the kingdom of God to his disciples during 40 days after his resurrection. The book of Acts in chapter 1 says that that Jesus began to teach. He was taken up into heaven after the Holy Spirit was handed out. It was here in verse 2. And verse 1 of Acts chapter 1, it says, "This is the account I composed, Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day when he was taken up into heaven, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles to whom he had chosen. To these he presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things concerning the kingdom of God." During that 40-day period, the kingdom of God was again on Jesus' mind. He was teaching and preaching those things. Now, during his ministry, Jesus healed a lot of people. He gave messages in parables, and he healed the lame. He healed people that couldn't talk. He healed people that couldn't walk. Various other diseases, people that were cleansed by lepers, individuals that were demon-possessed, and he cured them. These were samples of what the kingdom of God was going to be like in the future. In our future, in the age to come, there will be no more death. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more crying. The book of Revelation talks about this. John the Revelator, exiled on the island of Patmos, wrote about this, about what he saw in the future. In the book of Revelation, there was going to be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. The former things were going to be passed away. God himself was going to wipe away all the tears from their eyes. This is from Revelation chapter 20. A new heaven and a new earth would be established. And John sees in verse 2 of chapter 21, he sees the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And it says, "Then John heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. He will dwell among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be among them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no longer any death. There will be no longer any mourning or crying or pain, for the first things have passed away.'" God himself, Jehovah, Yahweh, will sit among people, among men, among us, and be our God. He is separate and different from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming again very soon. At the end of a thousand-year reign, God himself will be amongst his people. And you see here in Revelation the new city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Where is it coming to? Logically, for what God has created, the earth has he given to the children of men, the heavens are the Lord's, the psalmist said. the heavens of the Lord, the earth has he given to the children of men. Jesus in the Beatitudes said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. Our age to come, the future, God's future for man, for us being immortal, we're going to rule and reign. We will dwell together, according to Revelation 5 and verse 10, dwell on the earth. Our future is sure because Jesus died on the cross. And when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master, we become God's children. And God has in store for us what is absolutely best for us. But there's an important thing that we need to do, and that is to continue in the way we've been taught. Continue in the walk with the Lord. And we're going to be talking more about that in the future, about the way we need to live, how we need to continue. But I want to you to see here today that Jesus is coming again. The apostles saw Jesus on the Mount right after the resurrection was over, after he was teaching them here in the book of Acts in the first chapter. The angels were there as Jesus ascended into heaven, and the angels said to him, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Jesus has not come back yet. Jesus has not returned yet. He is coming back again. And at that time, he will raise the dead. We'll hear the shout of the archangel, the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise. And we will, for then and for all eternity, be with the Lord. May God bless you as you continue to study and become a student of his word.